Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks. I'm here in the headquarters of Ramsey Solutions. I'm taking your calls today because this is your show. We're reclaiming stewardship together. Much more about reclaiming stewardship at theincrediblestewardship.com. And why is it incredible? Well, there's tremendous resources there under Chris Recommends. There's a section right there on stewardship.com called Chris Recommends. Phone lines are open. Feel free to call in 866-357-3283. Again, that's 866-357-3283. From Louisville, Kentucky, this is Carl. Carl, how are you?
Chris, I am great. Thanks so much for taking my call, sir.
Oh, I'm honored. How can I serve you?
Well, I am 30 years old and married. My wife is also 30, and we are on baby step 7.
Whoa!
We just, thanks to Dave's wisdom that we've been following since we popped out of college about 8 years ago, we've prospered thanks to the grace of God and listening to Dave.
That's awesome.
And, so we're really excited. We paid off our house in June.
Wow.
And so for the past few months, we've been just kind of being disoriented and trying to figure out what we're going to do now with all of our money, which is a great problem to have. So right now I work for a public school district in Kentucky. And so 13% of my income goes into my pension automatically, I cannot opt out.
Okay.
And my real question is, I really feel that we need to be, and we do invest about 3% of our income above and beyond that. But now that we have some extra flexibility in our budget, I'm trying to feel out how much more we should be investing into our Roth.
If you're in baby step seven, you've got tons of discretionary income.
Yes.
And if you don't have a plan for it, it's going to go bye-bye. And you definitely don't want to be sitting it, in a money market account getting 0.015%. So even though you're already above the 15% that you do in baby step 4, now you're in baby step 7, you really need to find a place for all that stuff. But I don't think you necessarily want to have it tied up so long-term that you can't get to it.
Okay.
So here's what I would do. Here's the major vehicles that I would do. Just like I would do even if the pension wasn't part of the play, I would still go with any kind of, you don't have the 401k option, but I would do 401k matching. This is for our listeners also. That'd be first and foremost. After that, you max out your Roth contributions if you qualify for Roth. Okay. Then after that, you're going to go to low turnover mutual funds. And that doesn't have a cap on it. You can just keep going and keep going and throwing lots of money into those mutual funds. They're very diversified, so you're safe there. You could toy around a little bit with some variable annuities, but don't do it unless you know exactly what you're doing. You want to make sure that you have a great investment professional helping you on that. But this is a place where you get to live and give like nobody else, and you get to invest like nobody else. You've got options. And so just diversify that portfolio a little bit. There's nothing wrong with real estate, but don't buy real estate. Like right now is not a super good time, but if you can find a property at 70% of its, market value, if you can get something pennies on the dollar like that, then it might just be a good purchase for you. But for me, I would go that route. Okay. So your Roth IRA, the mutual funds, and then kind of go from there. This email is from Natalie. She says, we're in a transition in life financially, and we need some guidance as to what the next steps should be for us. We're both in our early 30s and we have two boys. They're 8 and 5. We recently sold our first house and profited about $56,000. All but about $18,000 was used to pay off debt and purchase a second vehicle with cash. Where we are now, our monthly income is about $6,500. We are currently living in an apartment and pay about $1,300 a month. Our only debt is a car that we owe $20,000 on. Should we be using some or all of the money we have saved, around the $18,000, to pay off the car sooner, or should we use the snowball method to pay it off in a year or so? Your wisdom would be very appreciated. It's important for us to remember that we don't want any more than half of our annual salary in cars. So if you make $100,000 a year in your entire household, you shouldn't have more than $50,000 in cars. If you make $40,000, you shouldn't have more than $20,000 in cars. And those of you who are in higher income brackets, it probably should be way below 50%. But that's kind of a good way to think of it. So if you're trying to decide whether you have too much car, that's a good thing to think about. In this situation, Natalie, I would sell the car. I would get something cheaper. Of course, when you sell it, sell privately, and then I would leave you about $4,000 to $12,000, depending on what kind of car you got. But you'd have anywhere from $4,000 to $12,000 in a money market account, and you'd be already on second half of your baby step three. That's what I would do. So that would expedite you through the steps, baby steps 1, 2, and 3, pretty fast. Our next call comes in from Denver, Colorado. We have Anthony on the line. Anthony, how are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Good. How can I serve you?
I had a question about I have a younger brother who I have custody of, and he's incarcerated right now. Well, he'll be getting out here next year, but he has death benefits coming to him, and I've just been putting it in the savings account. And when he gets out, he's going to be just turning 18. And I just need to know what would be the best way to handle this. And I really don't want to be giving it all to him. And he'll be getting roughly about maybe $12,000. And I'm trying to see if I get some guidance on what's the best way to hand it over to him in a good way.
Yeah, yeah. So let's first of all determine, do you really have control? I mean, are you the person who has the control over the money?
Yes.
Okay. What are some of your options? What have you thought about? What are some things that you could do besides just giving him $12,000?
Option, I'm really not sure. I guess I could probably give him a lump sum, every 2 months or something like that. That's one option I could do. Another one is, I don't know, I've been trying to talk to him about finance and stuff like that. He does know that we're saving it for him. I just don't think he's mature enough to even handle that amount I really don't know if I should even talk to him about investing it
Well, he doesn't want to. Yeah, he doesn't need to invest it. He's not in this spot where he needs to be investing yet. He needs to be working on, saving money and he's going to need it bad when he gets out to get on his feet. $12,000 is not a whole lot when you're trying to start a life.
Right.
So he's definitely going to need it. I'm not sure what makes you think that he can't handle it, if it's a character issue or just a maturity issue, but, here's some thoughts that come to my mind. I think first and foremost, I would ask him, bring him in on the conversation, ask him what his dream is, what his vision is, what does he want to do, and, come alongside him and say, I want to help you. And this is not a controlling thing. This is a helping thing. And so if you can come alongside of him saying that you believe in him, and you want to make sure that he's set up for success, which I'm sure that's what you were going to do. But I would ask him first, because it very well could be a very wide variety of things. One thing that comes to mind, which is probably where I'm leaning most heavily to it, is some kind of VOTEC or trade training. Probably not enough money. $12,000 is not enough for a full-fledged college education. Mm-hmm. But maybe some kind of training for such a trade where you can go get a good job. That would be the first thing that I would do. But you've got to also take care of housing, transportation, food. And those are all ways where you're not giving him the money directly. Maybe you're going with him, or you're setting him up in an apartment where you're giving the first 3 months of rent or the first 4 months of rent, and going to get him $1,000 or $2,000 car, and putting maybe a month's worth of groceries in the refrigerator. And then maybe paying for a little bit of financial training that you guys can do together. You pretty much just went through most of the money. And then put $1,000 in a savings account for him in a money market account. And you kind of set him up. He's got VOTEC training. He's got the housing. He's got the transportation, the food. He's all set. And he's got you right beside him speaking life into him.
Yeah.
Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. When he gets out, the most important thing he's going to need outside of all those things is somebody who believes in him.
Right.
And so the way you speak to him, be careful of saying you're not mature enough or you don't have the character enough. You don't have the I know you wouldn't say that directly, but even implying it, he's going to come out with a lot of insecurity, and you could be that person that really speaks life into him. And that is almost more important, if not more important than all this other stuff. Folks, this is Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Just a reminder, you can email in at chrisonair@stewardship.com, or you can call at 866-357-3283. Again, that's 866-357-3283. Our next call comes in from Taisha. She is calling from Tampa. Taisha, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Chris. Thank you so much for taking my call.
My pleasure. How can I serve you?
I'm in my last semester of school. I'm obtaining my bachelor's degree. However, I'm working part-time as well, and I have two small children. And my husband doesn't want me to, well, unfortunately, my part-time work is not consistent. So I told my husband, you know, I don't mind stretching out my graduation until the spring in order to, you know, help with the financial situation coming in. And he is totally against it because I've been working so long at it. But his solution, I don't think is a good one since I've been listening to your show. Unfortunately, he wants to borrow against the 401k.
Oh.
And I don't think
if I had like a sound effect of just wah, wah, wah right now, I would do it. But no, you're right. You don't want to do that. I love your patience. I love that you're wanting to stretch it out and work hard and get through it. The Bible says in Proverbs 21:5, the plans of the diligent lead surely to advantage, but everyone who is hasty comes surely to poverty. I don't like the idea of borrowing from the 401k. You guys can do this. What is your current income?
His is 35, and mine is inconsistent. So I would say maybe 15 to 19,000 a year since I started this line of work.
Okay, that's what yours is, or the total family?
Yeah, that's what mine is. So I would say a total of maybe 50 to 54.
Okay, and what's the total debt?
Unfortunately, all of our debt with our car, my current student loans, and just a little consumer debt is already at 90,000.
Okay, and tell me about these cars.
Well, we have one paid for, and one has 2.5 years left and only less than 12,000 on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our largest family car.
You told me it was your largest family car to justify keeping it, didn't you?
I did.
Subconsciously, that's why you told me that. Oh, that's funny. Anyway, so... yeah, I still think I'm going to stick with what I told you. I think maybe he needs to look for maybe a better job, maybe up to $54,000. Maybe you need to look for something you can do from the home if you wanted to study at the same time, if that made it more convenient, or maybe just put everything on pause for a second and just kill, you know, get in a better financial position. When you look at your entire lifetime, you look at the, you know, your entire adult life, if you have to wait a couple semesters, you're going to be just fine. But are you guys on a budget?
We are. You know, trying to.
Yeah. That's fine. You guys are on the right track. You're starting to pay attention. That's step one. Here's what I would say. I'd say, first of all, look into some better jobs for both of you. I would be patient and push pause button for a while. I would get on a budget. I would never, ever pull from a 401k, especially if you're not even on a budget yet. That budget's going to give you a raise just to begin with, because you're going to find out where all your money's going.
Good point.
And then I would just take everything baby step wise. And you've heard that on the show, baby steps, baby steps, baby steps. Have you heard of Financial Peace University?
Yes, we have.
Okay. Have you ever
just heard about it?
Well, here's what I want to do. Taisha, I want to send you a free Financial Peace University online, not online, but a home study. There's a home study that you guys can sit down and do this together. And then he will be told directly not to pull from the 401k. So we're going to provide that for you for free. Would you be okay with that?
That would be a blessing, yes.
Good, good. Well, I'm about to hang up in a minute, and it sounds like you are a little overwhelmed in your current position. So I feel like God's telling me to pray for you, and then I'll hang up, and we'll get your address and send it to you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, God, we pray for Taisha right now. We pray, God, that you would give her an internal perspective, that she'd be able to pull up a little bit. She's feeling the pressure. She's feeling stressed. just feeling overwhelmed. But God, I pray that she would feel that just grace and comfort and direction and peace, God, that you have provided for so many of us so many times. I pray that right now, although you're sitting right next to her already, I pray that she'd feel your presence. God, you are all over this. And I love the determination in her voice. And I pray, God, that you'd bless that. You'd bless her hard work, her diligence, her wisdom, her good decision-making. And I just pray that this would be a time where it actually build their marriage, not bust their marriage. It would unite them together in your name. God, we love you, and we lift up Taisha to you. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
All right. We appreciate the call. Stay on the line, and we'll get your address, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. So you've heard me talk about our ELPs, our endorsed local providers. And if you currently, right now, you're buying or selling a house, it isn't something that many of us have experience doing. So that's why most people, they get help from a real estate agent. But did you know where to find an amazing agent that you can trust? Our endorsed local providers are real estate agents with the heart of a teacher. They have more experience than the average real estate agent, and they put customer service before their commission. You can find your ELP today at stewardship.com. You don't have to do this alone. Find somebody that you can trust at stewardship.com.
This is Chris Brown's True Stewardship. If you have a question for Chris, email him at chrisonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Let's continue now with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
We now have a call from Denver, Colorado. This is Dan. Dan, how you doing?
I'm good, Chris. How are you today?
I'm better every day. How can I serve you?
Good. Well, I had a question. My wife and I, we own a condo. She had lived in it before we got married 10 years ago. And we have kept it as a rental property. And the rent we collect on it pays the mortgage, pays the association fees, and pays our management company, and gives us a really tiny profit. My question is, having been through Dave Ramsey's financial piece, right now the housing market in Denver is really, really hot. And we could, based on what I have researched, we could sell the condo, and the profit we would make on it, we would be able to get rid of that, the debt on the condo, and get about 95% of the way to paying off the mortgage on our home. I wanted to find out from you what your suggestion would be on that. The original plan was to have the condo for, you know, retirement income down the road.
My quick answer is all day long, sell that puppy and take advantage of the hot market. That's the quick answer. But let me ask a few questions. Do you have any other debt besides your primary mortgage?
No, other than our primary mortgage, we don't.
Okay. And then do you have any, what do your other investments look like? What's the rest of your portfolio look like?
Pretty much I've got, I'm going to guess on the amount, two other areas money is invested probably at this point around $70,000 each. One is in a 401k kind of a setting. Another one, I'm not even exactly sure where that's at, but it's a similar amount of money.
Okay, and do you have any savings?
Yes, we have in savings. We have too much in savings right now, but and that we would use what's in setting in savings to we would use the proceeds from the condo and the proceeds and what we have in savings to pay off our home mortgage. That's what I'm thinking about anyway.
Cool, I love it. I think it's great. I think it's brilliant. I think it's a gift from God. I would jump all over it.
One question for you.
Yep.
With the amount of money we have in our savings account, which I mentioned we would use to pay off our home mortgage if we sold the condo, another avenue we could take would be at the rate we're able to save by the end of 2016 or maybe January 2017, we probably would have enough money saved if it went the same rate we can do it now, and we could actually pay off the loan on the condo and own it outright.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't think you're diversified enough to be with real estate yet. So,
okay,
I would get into growth stock mutual funds, get into Roth IRAs. I'd get a little more diversified and then come back to the investigate and rental properties.
Okay, well, that sounds great.
Yeah, I'd get as diverse as possible. And I'm not sure if you know of a real estate broker you'd like to use, but of course we have ones that we have filtered and they're amazing. So check out stewardship.com, click on ELP. And I wanted to let you know, I will be in Denver speaking at the Smart Conference on October 24th, and we'd love to see you there.
On October 24th, and I can just get that information on your website?
Yep, stewardship.com. Again, it's the Smart Conference. I'll be speaking out there with, of course, Dave Ramsey and Dr. Henley Cloud, Dr. Meg Meeker, Dr. Les Parrott, of course, Chris Hogan, Christy Wright, Rachel Cruz. We'll all be there in Denver on October 24th.
Sounds good. I will try to be in attendance.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dan, for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Folks, just to recap what I spoke with Dan about the Smart Money Conference. If you were interested in tickets to go out to Denver and enjoy that, again, it's a conference where there's a tremendous speaking lineup. You want to make sure you check out stewardship.com. And underneath this episode is a link for the Smart Conference, and you can find out all the information there for tickets. You heard me also recommend to him our endorsed local providers, our ELPs. Just so you're aware, we have those for tax, we have those for insurance, we have those for real estate, and we also have that for investing. We have gone out all over the country and filtered the best, most reliable, most trustworthy, highest levels of character, people that are interested in customer service, not so much in their commission, and they have a heart of a teacher. They are available at stewardship.com for each one of those four areas, and they are there for you. We've done all the work for you, so make sure you check out stewardship.com, Chris recommends, and then click ELP. Folks, this is Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Just a reminder, you can email in at chrisonair@stewardship.com, or you can call at 866-357-3283. So, guys, I've got to tell you an incredible story. Taisha called in from Tampa, Florida, and we got to talking about her question. Of course, she had a lot of debt and had limited income and was just trying to dig out of the hole a little bit. And the question was really about pausing, being a student, pulling from the 401k. What was the best approach? And we got to talking, kind of gave them a game plan, and you know, I felt like the Holy Spirit was telling me, hey, just give them Financial Peace University. And so I did, you know, and so I hung up with Taisha, and Amanda, our associate producer, got her information. And the coolest thing ever, she's on the phone with Amanda. Amanda tells me this later and said that she had wanted an anniversary gift to go through Financial Peace University with her husband. And her husband said that, well, that's really a birthday gift for you, not an anniversary gift for us. And she said, nuh-uh, it's an anniversary gift for us, and it's what I want, and it's what I think we need. And he said, I don't think we have the money for that. I just don't think we're going to do that. And boom, the Holy Spirit told me to give it to her. She was completely moved by it. She was bawling. It was awesome that God moved in a powerful way. I just love how God is using this show, and we're cheering Taisha on. I know you are as you're listening, wherever you're at, and we're hoping that Taisha checks back in with us. But cool story, wanted to share it with you. Well, folks, just a tremendous show today. Great questions. Of course, feel free to email in all your questions at chrisonair@stewardship.com, and we'll try very, very hard to get to all of your emailed questions. Be sure, again, just a little bit of a reminder to send us what God is doing through your margin. Give us that testimony of how God's working in your life. Well, this is a time in the show where a lot of times a radio host will ask for your donation or ask for you to send in a little bit of money. No need to do that. We are a free service to you. And so I want to encourage you to check out stewardship.com and check out the Chris Recommends section. Lots of things there for you. Be sure to be telling your friends and your family about our show. And those of you that are listening on the podcast, I'd like to encourage you to fill out a review. Let us know how we're doing, how we're serving you. It's an honor to serve you today, honor to serve you every day. And Until next time, let's continue to manage God's blessings, God's way, and for His glory. God bless you.